My name's Matthew Petty. So I'm a radio reporter and host. I host a current affairs program called Intersection here at WMFE, which is Orlando's NPR affiliate.
I'm Matthew Petty, and today on Intersection, we'll talk to interim UCF president Thad Seymour about what's next for the university. That's ahead on Intersection. First, the news.
Before I started working here, I was a radio reporter back in New Zealand. I worked for Radio New Zealand, which is kind of like the NPR equivalent.
You know, these people aren't going to be able to open for business again.
The cordon's expected to be lifted progressively in the coming days as buildings are made safe. Rebuilding the central city will take much longer. In Christchurch for Checkpoint, Matthew Petty.
My first visit to the United States, it was back in the early 2000s, so I would have been like 26, 27. I came to visit the woman who I married, so my future wife. We'd met in Japan, and we were both teaching English on the JET program, which is run by the government of Japan. It's kind of like an exchange program. And yeah, my first visit to the United States, I came to Washington, D.C. for a week and also visited New York City, and it was kind of eye-opening. I'd never been in the U.S. before, and it was pretty amazing, actually. It's interesting seeing stuff like the Statue of Liberty and the Capitol in person when you've only ever seen it in movies or, you know, photographs before. I think kind of visually and like as a sensory experience, experiencing something like Grand Central Terminal in New York City, like the smell of a train station is something very kind of hard to replicate, right? Because you have the smell of the trains, the kind of diesel smell, slightly gritty, slightly dirty. A lot of people move through there, so it's a slightly kind of sweaty smell. You get the smell from the food vendors. Growing up in New Zealand, I was exposed to a lot of U.S. culture. Like as a kid, I remember watching things like Chips or, you know, MacGyver on television. And so I had this kind of image of the United States, which is obviously not reality, right? But New Zealand is sort of saturated in culture from the United States. I'd never really thought of myself living here, though, and in a weird sort of roundabout way, it took me moving to Japan for me to end up in the US. So it's not a place that I'd ever considered living. I mean, definitely to visit, for a place to live, no. But I've been living here for since 2010 now, so 8 years and counting. But for the fact that I met Lila, my wife, I would never have moved to the United States. So my first experiences in the United States are kind of shaped by her introducing me to this country. And I got to say, you know, Americans are like some of the most generous people you'll ever meet. It's different from New Zealand. Like, New Zealanders tend to be quite reserved. There's something quite English about our culture, the culture I'm from anyway. And it's hard to generalize because the United States is such a big and diverse country. But there's something kind of refreshing about the fact that, you know, Americans are, in general, a lot of the times are kind of pretty outspoken about things. And I appreciate that because it's different from where I grew up. I think if I'd come to the United States on my own without having somebody sort of introduce me to the country she loves, then I would have a different impression of this country. So having a guide to the country changed my experience and has sort of continued to shape my experience of the country ever since. It's taken me a little while to find my feet in Orlando, but I do now feel that I am part of this community. And I think the job I'm in sort of helps as well, because I get to delve into unique aspects of the community that if I was working anywhere else, I probably wouldn't have that opportunity.